Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Our first hymn for the day is All Are Welcome, and I will be moving over closer to the piano, so you may see some movement, but that's to see how it works. You let us know how the sound is. You know, as you know, we are continually doing new things and finding what works. Together, let us sing All Are Welcome. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes. And the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you, y también contigo. And now let us pray together. God of all peoples, your arms reach out to embrace all those who call upon you. Teach us as disciples of your Son to love the world with compassion and constancy, that your name may be known throughout the earth, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture.
First reading is from the 56th chapter of Isaiah, the Message version. A reading from Isaiah. God's message. Guard my common good. Do what's right and do it in the right way. For salvation is just around the corner. My setting things right is about to go into action. And as far as the outsiders who now follow me, working for me, loving my name, and wanting to be my servants, all who keep Sabbath and don't defile it, holding fast to my covenant, I'll bring them to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. They'll be welcome to worship the same as the insiders, to bring burnt offerings and sacrifices to my altar. Oh yes, my house of worship will be known as a house of prayer for all people. The decree of the Master, God himself, who gathers in the exiles of Israel, I will gather others also. Gather them in with those already gathered. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. At this time is our children's sermon. So welcome to any kids. Unmute yourselves so we can talk about God and God's love for us. How is everyone this morning?
Good.
Hi, Kaya. Hi, Sophia. Hi, Hannah and Stella. And I think Vinny's there too.
Hi.
Hi. And happy birthday to Hannah. I see Will and JC. I think I saw the Vasquez kids, but I can't see them now. Sometimes it's hard for me to get everyone on my screen. But anyways, today we are talking about, well, anyone, what was that song that we sang? We sang it at Vacation Bible School, was it last year? Yeah, Miss D says yes, sometimes the years blend together. But we were singing, Who Was Welcome? When we talk about welcoming people into the church, what is the word that we use? Oh, there. Now I see my kids. There's Antonio and Ali, Checa, Flori, Benicio, all, right? Y en español, ¿cómo es?
Todos.
But sometimes we forget that word all. Sometimes we forget that all are welcome. Everyone is welcome. And you know what? Even Jesus forgot that. Now, some people don't like to hear that. Some people don't like to hear that Jesus forgot about people. But Jesus, even though he was God's son, was also human, right? And humans, we make a lot of mistakes. So even Jesus forgot about some people. So he needed to be reminded, just like we need to be reminded, that all are welcome. Maybe sometimes we want to say, well, this person isn't being good. Maybe they shouldn't come to church, or this person was mean to me, so maybe we shouldn't love them. But what we are reminded today is that all are welcome. Todos son bienvenidos. Everyone is a child of God, and we have to treat them like that. It's hard sometimes. It's hard to remember that. Maybe even if our brothers and sisters aren't behaving, we want to be mean or forget that they're welcome, but they too are God's children. So remember that, especially as you're getting ready to go back to school. Well, and maybe some of you will just be online, but remember that everyone deserves love and everyone deserves to be treated fairly. If we forget that, it's okay, because just like Jesus, we sometimes need reminders. All are welcome. Todos son bienvenidos. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
And for the reminder.
And for the reminder.
All are welcome.
All are welcome.
Todos son bienvenidos.
Todos son bienvenidos.
Help us to remember this always.
Help us to remember this always.
And share your love.
And share your love.
With all the world.
With all the world.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, kids. Great seeing your beautiful faces. You can mute yourselves again. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
My neighbor, Christy, has a daughter with different needs, and so many people are always saying how strong Christy is. So she posted something the other day on social media from another mother of a child with different needs. And it stood out to me, for it said, "The thing is, parents of children with different needs are strong because we have to be. Not because we are superhuman, but because we make a choice to keep moving, even when we are weak. We have real fears, real weaknesses, and real flaws, because we are only human. We are strong because we have to be." Now, this is maybe the way that this Canaanite woman felt the day when she went up to Jesus and demanded he see her and heal her sick daughter. She probably didn't feel strong. And she probably would have said if asked that her faith wasn't stronger than anyone else's. She just knew her daughter was sick, and she knew that this man Jesus could heal her. She didn't care that she herself was an outsider, that Jesus wasn't supposed to talk to her, let alone heal her daughter. She was strong because she had to be. In fact, Jesus, our beloved Jesus, didn't even want to listen to her, and the disciples wanted to send her away. Jesus didn't think that this woman or her daughter deserved his attention. "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," he told her. He had others to heal in his circle, and yet this Canaanite woman, this outsider, insisted, "Lord, help me. Dios, ayúdame." And again, Jesus responds with a resounding no. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Now, this woman could have left at this point. She could have given up hope. And instead, she keeps insisting. She stays strong because she has to. "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And this response made Jesus see her and see her daughter. He then said it was her faith that healed her daughter. But this Canaanite woman, this outsider, was doing what she had to do. She was faithful because she had to be. She was strong because she had to be. Her life, her daughter's life, was at stake. It's like the mothers of the movement, a group of women whose African-American children have been killed by police officers or gun violence, who demand that we must do better. It's like all those mothers who continue to demonstrate and demand that no more lives are taken, that Black lives matter, that racism needs to end. It's time we see people for who they are, they tell us, beloved children of God, not enemies or dogs who deserve to be ignored. They have to be heard. They demand to be heard because their children were silenced. They were strong because they had to be. They have faith because they have to. So now we ask, who is being silenced around us? Who do we need to talk to and welcome in that don't have a place at our table? How might we be excluding them? And better yet, how can we include them? How can we say we're sorry and that they too are welcome? How can we broaden our vision of who and what the church represents? So I ask you to think about what first made you feel welcome at Christ Lutheran Church. Or think about what makes you now feel welcome here on Zoom. Think about it and then let me know. You could send me something here in the chat or send me a note or an email or a text. What made you feel welcome? And what continues to make you feel welcome? And then go and give that same welcome to someone you have excluded or someone we have excluded as the church. Show them that the church is not the building, but a people who share the love of Christ together. Yesterday, one of our volunteers at the To Go community meal said, "I think all those who we fed need to come to church." And as I reflected on that, I thought, well, no, not really, because we were the church yesterday. We reached out to our neighbors and we fed them. And they are a part of our church because we touched them and they touched us. One wanted to give a donation. Another blessed us, and another, they kept coming and giving us blessing, even as we were blessing them. So how else might we feed our neighbors? How else might we be fed? How else might we show others that they are welcome? All are welcome. Todos son bienvenidos. How will we continue to be strong as my neighbor Christy is strong? How will we persist just as this Canaanite woman did so long ago? How might we be faithful because we have to be, for God doesn't give us any way? May we continue to ask these questions and look for ways to answer these so that we may truly be a place where all are welcome, all are fed, and all can receive the love of Christ. Que así sea. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Lord, Whose Love in Humble Service. Still your children wander homeless, still the hungry cry for bread, still the captives long for freedom, still in grief we mourn our dead. As you, Lord, heal the sick and free the soul. By your Spirit, send your power to our world to make it whole. As we worship, grant us vision till your love's revealing light. Upon our quickened sight, making known the needs and burdens your compassion bids us bear, stirring us to ardent service, your abundant life to share. Amen. We now offer up our prayers to God. Remember, there will be a time where you can unmute yourself and offer up your prayers for all to hear. Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Lord, you gather the church to be a part of your mission as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. As Jesus acknowledged the great faith of a woman from outside his people, help your church discover and find blessing in the faith of people we might reject. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You have blessed us with the bounty of the earth. Grant your grace to all your creatures that the earth will flourish. Relieve waters choked by garbage. Renew soil stripped of nutrients. And refresh the air all creatures need to live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You call the nations to be glad and sing for joy. Let your way be known among all the nations of the world. Now divided by competing interests, contending alliances, and consumed by enormous worry. Bless us and make your face shine upon all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You care for all who are sick or suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated or alone. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all whose work ensures the safety and well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need this day, especially those we name before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In you we live and move and have our being. Grant our congregation grace to find our life refreshed in you. Give us rest and renewal, and strengthen us for mission in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else shall we pray?
All people who received a meal from us yesterday.
Fidel Biddy, as he recovers.
Steve Spafford. Cindy Moser.
I can't.
Dad. Renetta Smith with recovery to her back, and she is with us today for our services.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your eternal promises are more than we could ever imagine. As you gather all the saints, join us also with them on the great day of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ or go to our website and donate from there. And please note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors. Our to-go community meals and worship services such as these would not be possible without your help. Together, we can serve our neighbors. Amen. And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our sending hymn is I'm So Glad. And now may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the God of all grace bless us now and forever. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Our service has ended. God bless you this week. Come and see us again next week, same time, same place. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.